we're going to manufacture first through the R&D and then manufacturing the infant baby formula. Obviously, like every other responsible person, we believe in breastfeeding. Breastfeeding comes first. If the mother can breastfeed, that will always be the number one feeding for the child. However, there are many, many mothers that cannot feed their babies for medical reasons, personal reasons, and therefore those babies do need a good and well-researched formula. And that's what we're going to do.
So tell us a bit about the formula that you're working on. It's a bit different to what's already out there in the marketplace.
That's correct, yes. We're using, at the moment, lupin and sorghum. And the reason for that is basically it's soy-free, gluten-free, and lactose-free. And it also feeds the baby for longer, so the baby will be resting and not need that many food during his older day.
Now, you're based in Western Australia, so would you be looking for sorghum and lupins from Western Australia to start with?
Yes. The main costs in manufacturing lies in logistics, and that is to move your raw materials to your factory and vice versa. But mainly we will obviously look for grains in Western Australia and then rest of Australia.
And obviously looking at processing here in Western Australia as well, what scale do you think could possibly be garnered for this project?
There's a great need for this product out in the market. And also for quality control, it's always better to do mass production. And that is what we're going to do. We are looking at thousands of tons per month of end material, of raw material.
So how much sorghum and lupins would you need for that sort of that scale of production?
At this stage, the factory is still in planning. We are not 100% sure. We do have an idea, but we're not sure. So we are in the research and the development phase of exactly that, to see how much we're going to need.
Now, you've got support for your project from the Department of Agriculture and Food. So tell us what happens next, because this is really just it's a burgeoning idea at this stage.
Yes, at this stage, but we're pretty convinced that it will go into food manufacturing and export.
So what sort of time frame are you looking at?
Year to 18 months before we can start the manufacturing.
So what countries are you planning to export to, and would there still be scope to provide to the domestic market as well?
Absolutely. The Asian market is really big. We've already been contacted by several investors and people from Asia, and they understand the need of the product and also the potential of the product. So Asia, obviously, national in Australia, and then Asia, Europe.
Now, you're taking part in the Curtin Ignition program this week. What sort of support have you had from the local agricultural industry for this idea?
An enormous amount of support. I have received a scholarship, which I'm very grateful for, to do the Curtin Growth Ignition course. And that is a very valuable course for us and is going to add a lot of value to what we need to develop our resources.